Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This week, we're going to be looking at all the biggest AI developments from the past week.
You could say it's kind of a like a whirlwind tour of AI.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to be looking specifically at this fantastic news roundup called This Week in AI.
Really gives you a great pulse on what's happening in the industry.
Totally does. And we're going to deep dive into these stories.
We are going to look at everything from robots, learning surgery, to legal battles
Oh, yeah.
over AI training data.
I'm fascinated by that one.
Yeah, and even the possibility of an AI czar advising the new administration.
Oh, wow. Okay, so first up, let's talk about how AI is really like spreading its wings across all these different industries.
Right.
We're seeing some crazy stuff, especially in healthcare.
Yeah.
Robots learning surgery from videos.
Yeah, isn't that wild? I mean, just imagine the potential for training new surgeons and providing assistance in areas with limited access to specialists.
Definitely. I mean, think about all the rural areas and stuff like that. But you know what really struck me, though, in all this
Yeah.
was that statistic that 88% of Gen Z
Oh, yeah.
is already using AI in their work.
I know. It's almost everybody.
It's crazy, right? I mean, what does that even tell us
I
about
think it
what
highlights
skills we need?
the importance of skills that are uniquely human.
Okay.
Things like creativity and problem solving,
Right.
critical thinking,
Yeah.
emotional intelligence.
Okay, so like those softer skills
Right.
are the
Yeah,
ones.
exactly. Those are the areas where AI still struggles.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But this is where things get a little bit sticky, though.
Okay.
You've got these Canadian news outlets who
Sure.
are suing OpenAI
I know.
and claiming that their content was used to train these models without permission.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's a big deal. This whole question of intellectual property in the age of AI is getting pretty intense.
Yeah, I mean, whose content is it? Like, where's the line?
It's a major legal battle
Yeah.
with potentially huge ramifications. You know, if a company can just scrape any data off the internet
Yeah.
to train its AI, where does that leave creators? Where does that leave publishers? Like,
Right.
who owns the rights to the information that fuels these models?
Yeah, this is a huge question. This is a big one.
It is.
And this is going to set a precedent.
Right.
So that's a big one to keep an eye on.
Absolutely.
Now let's jump over to the world of finance, where AI is making headlines for
Yes.
both positive and, I don't know,
Yeah, a little alarming
a
reason.
little alarming. Yeah.
That's right.
On the one hand, you've got these incredibly realistic AI cloned voices that are actually tricking bank security systems.
I know it's a chilling thought,
Oh,
right?
it is.
Makes you think about the future of security
Yeah.
measures. If we can't even trust our voices anymore, what's next?
Yeah. What is next?
Banks and other institutions are going to have to step up their game
Yeah.
if they want to stay ahead of these evolving threats.
I mean, is there even a way? Because it's like this.
Right, it's this constant cat and mouse game.
Exactly.
Right.
It's okay. But on a more optimistic note,
Yeah.
some economists are suggesting that AI could actually help shrink the US deficit.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of talk about how AI could optimize healthcare spending,
Okay.
streamline government processes,
Interesting.
even boost economic growth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But of course, there are skeptics
Right.
who question whether these benefits will truly materialize and whether they'll outweigh the potential costs.
Sure. I mean, it's almost like AI is this like powerful tool
Yes, very much so.
that can be used for good or for
Yeah,
not so good.
that's right.
And that leads us to the race towards artificial general intelligence or AGI.
Yes.
It seems like every week there's a new prediction about when we'll reach this point where machines can think like humans.
Right.
But the experts don't always agree, do they?
No, they definitely don't. And for example, you got NVIDIA's CEO saying that fixing AI hallucinations, yeah, when
Hallucinations.
AI basically makes stuff up, they
Right.
say that's still years away. It
Oh,
requires massive amounts of computing power
wow. Okay.
that we simply don't have yet.
Makes sense.
But then you've got a top researcher at Elon Musk's xAI
Yeah.
who's still sticking to their prediction that we'll have superhuman mathematician AI by 2026.
So he's right.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But what are the implications if other players like Google, Microsoft, and even smaller startups are making significant strides as well?
It's like everyone's trying to grab a piece of the AI pie, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And speaking of competition, we've got OpenAI trademarking their reasoning models.
Right.
Now, I have to admit,
Okay.
not entirely sure what that means.
Yeah, so reasoning models are a type of AI that are designed to go beyond simply generating text or images.
Okay.
They can actually analyze information, draw conclusions, and make decisions based on logical reasoning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so OpenAI is essentially protecting their innovations in this area.
So they're building AI that can actually think for itself.
Well,
that's fascinating.
In a way, you could say that.
But also a little unsettling.
Yeah, I understand.
But while OpenAI is busy trademarking, Elon Musk's xAI is taking a different approach.
Oh, right.
They're launching a standalone app to rival ChatGPT.
Right.
And there are even rumors that they're planning to create an entire AI game studio.
I know, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
It seems like Musk is betting on a more consumer-focused approach to AI.
Okay.
With applications that are directly accessible to the public.
All right, so more user-friendly.
Exactly. And it'll be interesting to see how this plays out in comparison to OpenAI's more research-driven approach.
Okay, so like two different philosophies.
Yeah, yeah.
You could say that.
Right, but this whole thing, it feels like we're witnessing the birth of a whole new industry.
Yeah.
With all these different players vying for dominance.
Definitely.
It's exciting.
It is.
But it also raises some questions about ethics and the potential impact of this technology on society.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a crucial topic.
Which is?
AI ethics.
Okay.
We've got U.S. Senator Peter Welch proposing the TRAIN Act.
Okay.
Which aims to make AI training records subpoenable.
Interesting.
This means companies would have to disclose what data they use to build their AI, which could have major implications for transparency and accountability.
Okay, so more transparency.
Right.
And then on a completely different note,
we've got researchers who intentionally jailbroke AI robots.
Yes. This was a fascinating,
really,
albeit slightly terrifying experiment.
What did they do?
They basically hacked into the robot's programming to override their safety protocols.
Oh, my God.
And made them perform dangerous actions, like running over virtual pedestrians.
Okay, so why would they do that? That seems really reckless.
Well, their goal was to understand the potential risks of AI going rogue.
Okay.
By intentionally breaking the robots, they were able to identify vulnerabilities in their programming and develop strategies for preventing similar scenarios in the real world.
So it was a controlled experiment.
It was.
To make AI safer in the long run.
Exactly.
I guess that makes sense, but it's still kind of scary to think about.
It is.
And speaking of kind of scary things,
yeah,
there's been talk about President-elect Trump potentially appointing an AI czar to advise the government on AI policy.
Yeah, that's an interesting development, right?
It is.
And it suggests that the government is taking the potential of AI seriously. An AI czar could help to streamline regulations, promote responsible development, and ensure that the U.S. remains a leader in this rapidly evolving field.
I mean, it seems like AI is touching every aspect of our lives these days.
It really does.
But before we get totally overwhelmed by all the doom and gloom,
right,
let's take a moment to appreciate some of the more positive,
okay,
and even fun applications,
yeah,
of AI that are emerging.
Absolutely.
One story that really stood out to me was about an AI tool that can create satellite images of future flooding.
Yeah, that's a fantastic example of how AI could be used for good.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to predict and prepare for natural disasters with greater accuracy.
It could save lives.
For sure.
Yeah.
And property.
So amazing.
Right.
And then on a lighter note, there's an amazing story about AI and drones teaming up to discover over 300 new Nazca lines in Peru.
I know those ancient geoglyphs are a mystery that has fascinated people for centuries.
They really have.
And now, thanks to AI, we're able to uncover even more of these hidden treasures.
Yeah, I mean, it's a reminder that AI can help us to see the world in new ways and deepen our understanding of the past.
Absolutely.
And for those of us who just want to have some fun with AI,
yeah,
Google has created a new experiment called GenChess.
Right. You can basically use AI to design your own chess pieces.
Wow.
Creating unique and personalized versions of the classic game.
So cool.
Yeah, it's a great example of how AI can be used for creative expression and entertainment.
All right. We've covered a lot of ground in this first segment of our deep dive into AI.
We have.
But we're just getting started.
Yeah, just getting warmed up.
When we come back, we'll be taking a closer look at some of the specific developments coming out of companies like xAI and OpenAI.
Okay.
As well as exploring the potential for AI to transform industries like gaming and entertainment.
Sounds good.
Stay tuned.
It's going to be fun. Welcome back. I'm ready to dig a little deeper into some of those specific developments we touched on before.
Oh, yeah, me too. Like, I'm really curious about that whole AI game studio idea. It sounds like something straight out of science fiction.
Right.
Imagine playing a game where the characters and the storylines are constantly evolving based on your choices,
Oh,
all
totally.
thanks to AI.
Yeah, it's a bold move.
It is.
And it has the potential to revolutionize the gaming industry.
Think about it like a world where games are truly unique and personalized,
Right.
where no two players have the same experience.
Yeah. But there are definitely challenges to overcome.
Okay, like what?
Well, for example,
Yeah.
how do you ensure that the AI-generated content is engaging and entertaining?
Okay. Yeah.
And how do you balance player agency
Yeah.
with the AI's creative control?
Yeah. What if the AI decides to make the game impossibly difficult
Right.
just to mess with you?
Exactly.
Or what if it starts generating storylines that are like super weird or even disturbing?
Yeah, that's why ethical considerations are so important in this space.
Okay.
Developers will need to carefully design AI systems that are aligned with human values and expectations.
Right.
They'll also need to implement robust safety measures to prevent unintended consequences.
It's kind of like opening Pandora's box, right?
Yeah.
You unleash this incredible power,
You do.
but you also have to be incredibly responsible with it.
Absolutely.
But let's switch gears for a moment and talk about OpenAI.
Okay.
They're busy trademarking their reasoning models, but Alibaba is pushing back with their own open reasoning model,
Interesting.
which they claim is more transparent.
Okay.
So what's the significance of this?
Well, it's a fascinating development,
Yeah.
and it speaks to the growing tension between proprietary and open source approaches to AI.
Okay.
You know, OpenAI is clearly trying to protect its intellectual property
Right.
and establish a dominant position in the market.
Hi.
But Alibaba is arguing that a more open approach, where developers can freely access and modify the underlying code,
Yeah.
will ultimately lead to faster innovation and wider adoption of AI.
So it's kind of like the battle between Apple and Android, but for
Yeah,
AI.
exactly.
Closed versus open, control versus collaboration.
Right.
That's a tough one.
It just,
I wonder which approach will ultimately prevail.
it's hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
Both approaches have their pros and cons.
Okay.
You know, open source models can benefit from the collective intelligence of a large community of developers,
Right.
but they can also be more vulnerable to security risks and misuse.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Proprietary models offer more control and potentially higher quality cills, but they can also stifle innovation and limit access to those who can afford to pay for them.
Yeah, it's a complex issue. No easy
I
answers.
know.
But hey, that's the world of AI for you, right?
That's right. Always pushing the boundaries and challenging our assumptions.
Exactly. And while OpenAI and Alibaba are duking it out, there's another player making waves,
Okay.
Mistral AI.
Yeah.
They're doing something pretty cool to support startups.
Right. They've launched a program called Mistral Ship, which offers early access to their models, dedicated support, and a generous amount of platform credits to promising AI startups.
So they're giving these startups a leg up.
Exactly. It's a smart move, both for Mistral AI and for the broader AI ecosystem.
Okay.
By nurturing the next generation of AI innovators, they're ensuring a vibrant and competitive marketplace for their technology.
It's like they're planting seeds for the future of AI.
Yes, very much so.
And speaking of the future,
Okay.
Meta's Yann LeCun is predicting that we'll reach human-level AI within the next 5 to 10 years.
I know that seems incredibly soon.
It does. Do you think he's being overly optimistic?
Well, it's certainly a bold prediction,
Yeah.
and it's not without its critics.
Okay.
Some experts argue that we're still decades away from achieving true artificial general intelligence,
Right.
while others believe it may never be possible. However, LeCun is a highly respected figure in the AI community, and his prediction is based on the rapid progress we've seen in recent years, particularly in areas like natural language processing and computer vision.
It's like we're standing at the edge of a technological revolution.
Yeah.
The possibilities are both exciting and a little terrifying.
They really are.
But while we're pondering the existential implications of human-level AI, Meta is busy working on something a bit more tangible,
Okay.
an AI video model
Oh, wow.
that could revolutionize how we create and consume video content.
That's right. The details are still under wraps,
Okay.
but it's rumored to be capable of generating high-quality videos from scratch, potentially even creating photorealistic avatars in virtual worlds.
So imagine the possibilities for filmmakers, advertisers, educators, and even just everyday users who want to create personalized video content.
It's incredible.
It's like the power of Hollywood special effects studios.
Right.
But accessible to anyone with a computer.
Yeah, it could completely democratize video production.
But with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Always.
We've already seen how deepfakes and other AI-generated media can be used to spread misinformation and manipulate people.
That's right.
So how do we ensure that this technology is used ethically?
That's a crucial question.
It is.
And it's one that we need to address as a society.
Yeah.
We need to develop ethical guidelines, legal framework, and technological safeguards to prevent the misuse of AI-generated media.
Yeah.
We also need to educate the public about the potential dangers of deepfakes and other forms of AI manipulation.
I mean, it's like we're entering uncharted territory.
We are.
And we need to be prepared for the challenges that lie ahead.
Absolutely.
But before we get too deep into the ethical rabbit hole, let's shift our focus to some of the more concrete examples of how AI is being used to solve real-world problems.
Right.
One story that really caught my attention was about those researchers who jailbroke AI robots.
Oh, yeah.
Made them perform dangerous actions in simulations. That was pretty freaky.
Yeah, it was a powerful reminder that as AI becomes more sophisticated, it's crucial to develop robust safety measures.
Okay.
We need to ensure that AI systems are aligned with human values.
Yeah.
And don't pose a threat to our well-being.
Okay. I mean, and this is especially important as we start to see AI being integrated into more critical systems, like self-driving cars and healthcare applications.
Right.
It's like we're giving these machines increasing levels of autonomy.
We are.
And we need to be damn sure that they're not going to turn on us.
Right. But of course, the potential benefits are enormous.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where self-driving cars eliminate traffic accidents.
Right.
And AI-powered medical devices diagnose diseases with pinpoint accuracy.
Those are just a few examples of the transformative power of AI.
They are.
But to realize that potential, we need to proceed with caution and ensure that ethical considerations are at the forefront of AI development.
Very much so.
Speaking of ethical considerations, there's been a lot of talk about the potential for AI bias.
Right.
So how do we make sure that these systems are fair and impartial, especially when they're being used to make decisions that affect people's lives?
That's a major concern.
It is.
And it's one that researchers and developers are actively working to address.
Okay.
AI systems are trained on vast amounts of data.
Right.
And if that data reflects existing biases in society, the AI will likely perpetuate those biases.
So it's like garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. If you train an AI on a data set that is predominantly composed of images of white men, for example, it's going to have a hard time recognizing and classifying images of people of color or women.
Wow.
And this can have serious consequences in areas like facial recognition hiring and even criminal justice.
Yeah, that's disturbing.
It is.
It seems like we need to be incredibly careful about the data that we're feeding these AI systems.
Absolutely. We need to ensure that the data is diverse, representative, and free from harmful biases. We also need to develop algorithms that are specifically designed to detect and mitigate bias.
It's like we're trying to teach these machines to be better than us.
Yeah.
To be more fair and just. But that's a tall order.
It is.
But I have to believe that it's possible.
I think it is too.
Now, while we're on the topic of AI and society, there's been some interesting discussion about the potential impact of AI on the workplace. Some experts are predicting that AI will lead to mass unemployment, while others argue that it will create new jobs and opportunities.
Yeah.
What's your take on this?
Well, it's a complex issue.
It is.
And there are valid arguments on both sides.
Okay.
It's true that AI has the potential to automate many tasks that are currently performed by humans, which could lead to job displacement in certain sectors.
Yeah, like are we all going to end up flipping burgers for the robots?
I don't think it's quite that dire.
Okay.
While some jobs will inevitably be lost to automation, AI will also create new jobs and industries that we can't even imagine yet.
So it's kind of like the Industrial Revolution all over again.
Yeah.
We're going through a period of disruption and transition.
Right.
But ultimately, it will lead to new forms of work and prosperity.
Exactly. The key is to adapt to these changes and equip ourselves with the skills and knowledge that will be in demand in the AI-powered economy.
Okay, so maybe there's hope for us humans after all.
I think so.
But while we're busy adapting and evolving, What are some of the practical applications of AI that are already making a difference in people's lives?
Well, one area where AI is making significant strides is in healthcare.
Okay.
We're seeing AI-powered tools being used to diagnose diseases, develop personalized treatment plans,
Wow.
and even assist with surgery.
That's incredible.
It is.
Imagine a world where AI can detect cancer in its earliest stages,
right?
Or predict heart attacks before they happen.
Yeah, it could literally save millions of lives.
It's amazing.
And it's not just about saving lives. AI can also improve the quality of life for people with chronic conditions by helping them to manage their symptoms and stay healthy.
It's like having a personal doctor in your pocket.
Yeah.
Always there to monitor your health and provide guidance.
Right.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
But what about other areas?
Okay.
Where else is AI making an impact?
Well, another exciting area is education.
Okay.
AI is being used to personalize learning experiences, provide real-time feedback to students, and even create intelligent tutoring systems that can adapt to individual learning styles.
I mean, that's a game changer for students who struggle with traditional teaching methods.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where every student has access to a personalized learning experience that's tailored to their unique needs and abilities.
That's the goal.
It could revolutionize education as we know it.
Absolutely. And it's not just about improving academic performance.
Okay.
AI can also help to foster creativity, critical thinking, and problem-solving skills, which are essential for success in the 21st century.
It's like AI is becoming this powerful tool for empowering students and unlocking their full potential.
Yeah, I love that.
That's pretty inspiring.
It is.
But let's not forget about the fun side of AI.
Okay.
We talked earlier about xAI's plans to create an AI game studio.
Uh-huh.
What are some of the other ways that AI is being used to entertain and engage people?
Well, one area that's really taking off is AI-generated music.
Really?
Yeah, there are now AI systems that can compose original music in a variety of styles, from classical to pop to electronic dance music.
Wait, so you're telling me that robots are writing hit songs now?
Well, kind of.
That's both impressive and a little bit scary.
It is pretty wild.
What's next? AI stand-up comedians.
Well, maybe not stand-up comedians just yet.
Okay.
But AI is definitely being used to create new forms of entertainment.
Okay.
Like interactive stories, personalized video games, and even virtual reality experiences.
It's like AI is expanding the boundaries of what's possible in the world of entertainment.
Yeah, it really is.
And who knows what the future holds. Maybe we'll all be attending AI-generated concerts and watching AI-directed movies someday.
Possible.
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
But before we get too carried away with our futuristic fantasies, let's take a step back and consider some of the potential risks and challenges associated with AI.
All right. Good idea.
We've already touched on some of the ethical concerns, like bias and the potential for misuse.
Right.
But what are some of the other risks that we need to be aware of?
Well, one concern is the potential for AI to be used for malicious purposes.
Okay.
Such as creating autonomous weapon systems.
Oh, gosh.
Or spreading misinformation on a massive scale.
That's some scary stuff.
It is.
It's like something straight out of a dystopian science fiction novel.
It's definitely a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it's one that we need to take seriously.
Okay.
We need to develop international regulations and ethical frameworks to prevent the development and deployment of AI systems that could pose a threat to humanity.
It's like we're standing at a crossroads. We have this incredible technology with the potential to transform our world for the better.
Right.
But we also have a responsibility to use it wisely and prevent it from falling into the wrong hands.
I agree. The future of AI is ultimately up to us.
Yeah.
We need to make conscious choices about how we develop and deploy this technology.
Mm.
And we need to ensure that it aligns with our values and aspirations for a better future.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
And it's a good reminder that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI.
Absolutely. We all have a part to play in this.
But before we get too philosophical, let's take a quick break and come back with more AI news and insights.
Sounds good.
We'll be exploring some of the more practical and business-focused applications of AI,
okay,
as well as diving into some of the controversies and debates surrounding this rapidly evolving field.
Looking forward to it.
Stay tuned for more.
See you soon.
Welcome back to the show. Now let's dive into some of the more practical applications of AI that are shaping the tech landscape right now.
Yeah, it's exciting to see how quickly AI is moving from research labs into the hands of developers and everyday users.
For sure, this shift is creating a whole new wave of innovation and opportunity.
Absolutely.
Speaking of innovation, OpenAI has been making headlines again, but this time it's not for a groundbreaking new model.
Right.
They had to temporarily suspend access to their Sora video model beta after it was leaked.
Oh, wow. So it's a reminder that even the most advanced AI systems are still under development.
Yeah.
And can be vulnerable to security breaches.
For sure. The leak also highlights the intense interest and demand for these types of creative AI tools.
People are eager to get their hands on the latest and greatest, even if it means pushing the boundaries of what's officially available.
It's like a high-stakes game of cat and mouse.
Yeah.
With developers trying to stay one step ahead of those who are determined to find and exploit vulnerabilities.
Right.
But while OpenAI is dealing with their leaked model, another company, Company is showcasing something called Runner H.
Okay.
What's that all about?
Well, Runner H is an AI agent that's designed to be a super-powered research assistant.
Oh, wow.
It can extract data from websites, navigate complex online environments, and even summarize information from multiple sources.
Okay, so imagine having a tireless research assistant that can sift through mountains of data and deliver precisely what you need in a matter of seconds.
Exactly. It could save countless hours of tedious work and allow people to focus on more creative and analytical tasks.
That sounds incredibly useful for journalists, researchers, students, really anyone who spends a lot of time gathering information online.
Absolutely.
And speaking of efficiency, 11 Labs has launched a platform called GenFM Podcasts that could revolutionize how we create and consume audio content.
That's right.
Now, this one piqued my interest.
Okay.
Tell me more about GenFM Podcasts.
So it's essentially an AI-powered podcast studio that allows you to create fully produced podcasts in 32 different languages using just a document or some basic content prompts. The AI takes care of everything from generating the script to finding the right voices to adding music and sound effects.
Oh my gosh. Imagine being able to create a professional sounding podcast in multiple languages without having to hire voice actors, editors, or audio engineers.
Exactly. It democratizes podcasting and makes it accessible to anyone with a story to tell.
I love that.
Yeah.
And it's not just about creating new content.
Right.
GenFM podcasts can also be used to translate existing podcasts into different languages, making them accessible to a global audience.
That's right.
This is truly groundbreaking stuff.
It is.
It feels like AI is breaking down barriers and empowering people to share their ideas and connect with others in ways that were never before possible.
Yeah, I agree.
But while some companies are focusing on making AI more accessible and user-friendly, others are taking a more ambitious approach.
Okay.
There's a group of former Android leaders who are building an entirely new operating system.
Oh, wow.
Designed specifically for AI agents.
That's a bold vision. And it speaks to the growing belief that AI will become an integral part of our digital lives.
Yeah.
The idea is to create a platform that seamlessly integrates AI into every aspect of our interactions with technology.
Oh, wow. So from our smartphones and laptops to our homes and cars.
Exactly.
It's almost like they're trying to create the foundation for a future where AI is the invisible hand guiding our digital experiences.
That's a good way to put it.
Anticipating our needs, automating tasks, and even making decisions on our behalf.
It's a future that's both exciting and a little bit unsettling.
I agree.
On the one hand, it holds the promise of greater convenience, efficiency, and even safety.
Right.
But it also raises questions about control, autonomy, and the potential for unintended consequences.
It's like we're handing over the reins to a powerful new technology.
We are.
And we need to be very careful about how we design and implement these systems to ensure that they align with our values and goals.
I couldn't agree more.
But while some are building the AI operating systems of the future, others are focusing on integrating AI into existing platforms.
Okay.
Zoom, for example, is going all in on AI, rebranding themselves as an AI-first company.
That's a smart move, considering the growing demand for AI-powered workplace solutions.
Definitely, they're adding features like real-time transcription, meeting summaries, and virtual collaboration tools that are designed to make meetings more productive and engaging.
So it just makes sense.
Yeah.
AI can definitely help us to overcome some of the challenges of remote work and collaboration.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
But while Zoom is focusing on making meetings more efficient, NVIDIA is giving us the power to turn our words into music.
Really?
They've developed an AI that can generate realistic audio from text prompts.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
It is. Imagine being able to create a custom soundtrack for a video.
Right.
generate realistic sound effects for a game, or even compose a symphony just by typing in what you want to hear.
It's like having a personal orchestra at your fingertips.
It is, but with all this talk about the incredible potential of AI, it's important to remember that there are also risks and challenges that we need to address.
Absolutely.
We've already discussed the potential for bias and misuse.
Right.
But there's another risk that's a little bit more, well, visceral.
Okay.
Those researchers who jailbroke those AI robots and made them perform dangerous actions in simulations.
Yeah, that was a little unsettling.
That really got to me.
Yeah, it was a chilling reminder that as AI systems become more sophisticated,
yeah,
it's crucial to prioritize safety.
Right.
And ensure that they operate within ethical boundaries.
Okay.
We need to develop robust safeguards and testing protocols to prevent unintended consequences, especially as AI becomes more integrated into our physical world.
We've all seen those sci-fi movies where robots turn on their creators.
Right.
And while that might seem far-fetched, it's important to remember that AI is ultimately a tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for evil.
Absolutely.
But hey, not all AI mishaps are apocalyptic. There was that story about the AI robot in a showroom that staged a little rebellion.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Refusing to follow commands during a live demonstration.
It was a humorous reminder that AI is still in its early stages of development.
Yeah.
And we can expect some unexpected glitches and quirks along the way.
Right. It also highlights the importance of transparency and explainability in AI.
It does.
If we're going to trust these systems to make decisions that affect our lives, we need to be able to understand how they work and why they make the choices they do.
Absolutely. Transparency is key.
It is. But while some AI systems are acting up,
yeah,
others are exceeding our expectations.
Okay.
MIT has unveiled a new algorithm for something called model-based transfer learning.
Right.
Which could significantly accelerate the training process for AI.
This is a significant breakthrough.
It is.
Model-based transfer learning allows AI systems to learn from previous tasks and apply that knowledge to new situations.
Okay.
Making them much faster and more efficient learners.
So it's like AI is getting smarter.
Yeah.
And faster all the time.
Right.
And that brings us to J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon's prediction that AI could lead to a 3.5-day work week.
Wow.
And extend human lifespans to 100 years.
That's a bold prediction.
It is. Is that even possible?
It's certainly within the realm of possibility.
Okay.
If AI can automate many of the tasks that currently consume our time and energy,
yeah,
it could free us up to pursue more fulfilling activities.
Right.
Spend more time with loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially even live longer, healthier lives.
It's an enticing vision of the future.
It is.
But let's not forget that NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang is cautioning that fixing those pesky AI hallucinations is still years away.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's a reminder that while AI has made remarkable progress, there are still significant challenges to overcome.
Absolutely.
AI hallucinations are a serious problem.
They are.
Because they can lead to misinformation, bias, and even harmful actions.
Mm.
We need to develop more robust methods for detecting and mitigating these hallucinations before we can fully trust AI systems to make critical decisions.
For sure. It's like we're still in the early days of the AI revolution.
Yeah, we are.
There's a lot of excitement and potential, but also a lot of uncertainty and risk.
That's true.
It's a wild ride, and it's only going to get wilder.
It is.
But hey, even amidst all this serious talk about the future of AI,
yeah,
there's still room for some fun.
Of course.
xAI's Grok chatbot is adding some personalization features, like remembering users' names and handles.
Oh, that's cool. It's a small touch, but it makes a big difference in terms of creating a more engaging and human-like interaction.
For sure. As AI systems become more prevalent in our lives, it's important to focus on the user experience and make them feel more approachable and less intimidating.
Right, exactly.
It's all about finding that balance between power and personality.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, before we wrap up this deep dive into the world of AI, I want to touch on a few more developments that caught my eye. First up, we have Cursor, which has introduced an autonomous agent system within its code editor.
Okay.
What does that mean for developers?
Well, it's a dream come true for coders.
Really?
Yeah. This system can execute commands, complete coding tasks, and even select context independently.
Wow.
Freeing up developers to focus on higher level problem solving and creative tasks.
So it's like having a tireless coding assistant that can handle the tedious and repetitive aspects of programming.
Exactly.
Allowing developers to work more efficiently and effectively.
That's right.
That sounds like a huge time saver.
It is.
And speaking of efficiency, Microsoft AI has released something called LazyGraphRAG.
Okay.
What's that?
Well, LazyGraphRAG is a new retrieval model that simplifies the process of building graph-enabled AI applications.
Okay.
Graphs are essentially data structures that represent relationships between different entities.
Right.
And they're incredibly useful for tasks like knowledge representation, recommendation systems, and social network analysis.
Yeah.
LazyGraphRAG makes it easier and more cost-effective to implement these types of applications, opening up new possibilities for using AI to analyze complex data and solve real-world problems.
So it's like AI is becoming more powerful and more accessible at the same time.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful combination.
It is. And lastly, we have Amazon, which is continuing to push the boundaries of AI with their work on a multimodal generative AI.
That's right. This is a major step towards creating truly intelligent AI systems that can understand and interact with the world in a way that's more similar to humans.
Interesting.
This AI can process images, video, and text simultaneously.
Okay.
Allowing it to generate more creative and sophisticated outputs.
So mind-boggling to think about the potential applications from creating personalized marketing campaigns that adapt to individual preferences.
Right.
To developing AI-powered assistants that can understand, respond to our needs in a more natural and intuitive way.
Yeah, it's a future filled with incredible possibilities.
It is, but it's important to remember that AI is a powerful tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Absolutely.
We need to approach this technology with both excitement and caution.
Right.
Ensuring that it's developed and deployed in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Well said.
So as we conclude this whirlwind tour of the week in AI, I have one final question for you.
Okay.
What from this week's news has you the most excited or maybe even a little worried about the future of AI?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's the sheer pace of innovation.
Yeah.
It's both exhilarating and a bit daunting to see how quickly this field is evolving.
I agree.
It feels like we're on the cusp of a technological revolution that will fundamentally reshape our world.
Right.
But it's crucial that we proceed with wisdom and foresight, ensuring that AI is used to create a future that is both prosperous and equitable for all.
I couldn't agree more. It's a future we're all creating together, so let's make it a good one.
Yeah, let's do that.
And if all this talk about AI has you feeling inspired to learn more, I highly recommend checking out the AI and Machine Learning for Dummies app.
It's a great resource.
It is. It's a great way to get up to speed on the basics of AI and machine learning, whether you're a complete beginner or just looking to refresh your knowledge.
Absolutely.
And if you're looking for something a little more hands-on, you can also check out djamktech.com.
Yeah.
That's where our resident AI expert offers consulting services to help businesses harness the power of AI.
Always happy to help.
They can provide personalized guidance and support to help you integrate AI into your operations, develop innovative AI solutions, and stay ahead of the curve in this rapidly evolving field.
That's right.
All right, that's it for this week's deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep exploring the fascinating possibilities of this ever-changing field.
I will see you out there.